Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Is that traditional 60-40 portfolio mix of stocks and bonds, the 60-40 mix, is it broken? Or stock and bond funds? It's such a popular mix. I can't tell you how often I have people come into my office and they have about a 60-40 or 70-30 blend, some 50-50 of stocks and bonds. And the bonds overwhelmingly are usually traditional U.S. bonds. That might be, that approach to asset allocation may be broken. I think it is, actually. And I don't think it's going to be very productive moving forward. Why is that, and what can you do about it? Now, when we look back, the idea there is diversification. Well, what does diversification really mean? Diversification, to me, means you have a whole lot of stuff in your portfolio that doesn't just move up and down together. So, in other words, if one thing zigs, another thing zags. And that way, if one thing's like stocks or stock funds are way down, hopefully they're not all way down. So you have kind of different investments hedging other investments. And so you reduce risk with diversification, typically. Well, if we look at and understand diversification, when all this came about, Harry Markowitz developed modern portfolio theory in the 1950s. So it's been around a long time. We have to remember that when that traditional 60-40 blend was created, bond yields were averaging 8%. And the stock market was in the midst of a long secular bull market of 12% per year returns. And so, you know, the problem with always expecting a higher return from stocks is the potential of lackluster performance over time when we consider the big, what I would call tail risk, the big loss potential, 49% from 2000 to 2002 on the S&P 500 and a staggering 56.8% in the Great Recession back in 07, 08, and 09. And so the traditional diversification of stocks and bonds in the last few years has not been as diversified, meaning when one zigs, another zags. Stocks and bonds in the last several years have been moving much more in correlation with each other. And many economists believe that in the future, the true real return of a stock bond 60-40 portfolio, real return means how much do you beat inflation? It would only be 1% per year over time. And in fact, on risk-based portfolios, you really need to be in that 3-5% range over time in terms of your real return beating inflation. So that means if inflation is 3%, you're averaging, you know, 6-8% per year. If inflation, you know, that's what that would mean. But economists are saying if inflation is 3%, you're probably only going to average 4% per year. And because people are living longer and longer lives, that becomes even more of an enemy in retirement, because you need your income to increase for a long period of time because people are living longer and longer. So in today's world, we need a much greater level of diversification. We need more holdings that zig and zag. What are those things? Things like natural resources, commodities, energy, real estate. There are non-traditional bonds that can go up with rising rates rather than down with rising rates. There are foreign bonds that help you hedge the dollar. So in other words, you're adding more things in your portfolio that kind of provide some hedges in various economic environments. Now, if you want a lot of risk and want maximum long-term growth and you're 30 years old and you're looking at your 401k, it's okay, in my opinion, more than likely, to have predominantly stock-based portfolio. But as you want to create more stability in your mix, that extra diversification is just going to become more and more important, in my opinion.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting broganfinancial.com.